Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from from Pensacola, Florida. Gulf Breeze, USA. It's a little bit after 4 p.m. if you're listening live in the Central Time Zone. A little bit after 2 on the Western Coast. A little bit after 5 out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 streaming for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesome place where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours blabbering at you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We really appreciate it. Go Trump.
Go,
I'm just kidding.
What? Go Trump. Go away, Trump. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen. You can tweet us during the show if you like. One word, crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, or you can sling us a message over on our Facebook page, Crab Diving on Facebook.
That's right, Pat.
All kinds of stuff we get to on the show. We put stories there that we don't get to, and we share political cartoons and memes and shit.
Memes.
And all that kind of, a lot of Trumpiness going on because, you know, there's a lot of Trumpiness going on in the world in general, or in this country at least.
Has he said anything of note today? The orange face.
He did.
Wackadoo.
He was interviewed last night, I guess, and he, by Bill O'Reilly, which there's a couple of things about that Bill O'Reilly interview. One of them was I read an article that they think that O'Reilly's feeding him the questions ahead of time, that Donald made a couple of comments like, oh, I didn't know this question was coming, or yeah, I knew that question, or you know, there's something that leads people to believe that Papa Bear ran by the
script.
Yeah.
What, like, are they in Groundlings? Do they write a sketch?
Right.
And then they get to perform it on Fox News.
And, you know, that's generally not the way things be done. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, Fox is all Trump all the time. So,
oh, God. Well, I thought Fox and Trump, they weren't getting along for a while. Or was that just him and Megyn Kelly?
And Megyn Kelly and Fox in general, because they were sticking by Megyn Kelly. But how much of that was WWE? Right?
All of it.
I mean, how much of it was just drama? I mean, that's typical Trump. Let's, you know what? Let's stay in the news cycle. Let's pretend that we're fighting.
Again, you bring up WWE, and I think, and Kate, please confirm whether or not this is true. I think Donald Trump, so far, is the only person running for president that has also appeared on the WWE. Didn't he do a spot on there or play a role or something?
Yeah, there's a video of him like smashing a chair over Vince McMahon's head and shit.
Jesus. I'm sorry to any wrestling fans that might be listening, but how white trash. I mean, really. Good God.
There's all kinds of stuff going on in the world other than the Donald and things like that. Probably not that much. Today is Super Tuesday, the last
Super
big giant gasp of major primaries. California, the home state of crab diving.
Is Bernie going to concede today?
Is voting today. I think if he loses California, it really wouldn't surprise me if he bails.
Right.
But if he wins California, I don't know. He could make the case for why should I bail when
he's winning.
Yeah. And he's still trying to say that, you know, with these super delegates, technically they haven't voted yet. They've
said they've committed, which
they've declared.
Which is why Hillary last night was put over the top, allegedly. Now they're calling her the presumptive nominee because she was a couple of these unbound delegates, I guess, decided to bind and said that they were for Hillary, and that was enough to put her over the magic number or whatever the hell it is on the Democrat side.
We have been binded.
Yeah, and, you know, the Bernie people obviously aren't happy. I think it's a little better. I guess it's better than saying it today, maybe. Maybe right. People won't go to the polls. But some of the pundits were saying it might actually hurt Hillary here in California because the Hillary people might be like, well, she's already won, so why should I go out and vote?
Who cares?
And the Bernie people might be so pissed off about the fact that they've anointed her, oiled her up and put her up on the pedestal to for the nomination that they might be pissed off enough that they show up.
They feel disenfranchised, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Like they're not being heard.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what. Yeah.
So we could check out and see what's going on in the headlines. I can have Ms. Palin ride us into the headlines here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 7th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington the Post.
Hey, boy.
There is a headline all red. Trump implodes.
Oh, no.
It says GOP senators. GOP senators finally starting to realize their party nominated a total racist.
Wow.
This is the headline over at the HuffPo.
This now?
Well, you're right.
So strange.
They realized it a long time ago. It's just that now he's making it impossible for them to even pretend that he's not a racist.
It's very strange. Of all the gaffes and all, if you even want to call it gaffes, all the things he said and done up to this point, this is the one thing that pisses him off.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to justify this one.
Right.
They're trying. Some of these Trump surrogates and shit are trying. One of them yesterday, I even pulled the story. One of them is trying to say that if you're against Trump on this, you're the racist.
What?
I don't. I can't wrap my brain around.
Is this the Trump University scandal with the judge that we're talking about?
Yes. And Trump saying that he doesn't believe that
I'm a racist.
This man is. The judge is unbiased. He thinks he's biased because he's of Mexican heritage, which is fine, which is okay, of course.
Yes.
He's fine with that. And then last night on Bill O'Reilly's show, one of the questions he got was about that. And I guess this is how Trump walks things back. He said, look, I don't care if he's a Mexican. I just want to be treated fairly.
What the hell kind of statement is that?
That's him walking it back.
I don't care that he's a Mexican, but I want to be treated fairly.
Yeah.
God, that's weird.
So here on, I don't know how long, let me see this clip. This is a clip from the CNN this morning, and this is a Trump supporter, political commentator, Jeffrey Lord is his name.
Hello, Jeffrey.
And he
Jeffrey
is,
Lord.
Now they're talking about how this is right after Paul Ryan gave his little press conference. He was doing something else and he knew he was going to get asked about this.
Oh, yes.
But he said, claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable. But then he goes on to say, he said, I don't believe, some of these guys are saying, I don't believe Donald is a racist in his heart.
Right.
But this is a racist statement.
Yeah, I heard that too. We don't know such what's bullshit. In his heart. Well, that's what Hillary said. Hillary said,
"Oh, she's even said that." Yeah,
yeah. We don't know what it's, but the Republicans are saying that's not who he is. He's just saying that. She's saying, "I really don't know what's in his heart."
Well, she's trying to be.
She's trying to be nice.
Diplomatic. Yeah.
Is somebody just going to come out and say he's a racist?
Not a lot of them are. Yeah.
At what point is it like, okay, that duck has feathers, it quacks.
Right.
When can we call it a duck?
So he went on to say, well, I still think that our policies and especially our Supreme Court nominees will still be better off under a Trump administration than we will under Hillary administration.
Okay.
But I mean, really, at what point? We tweeted out from Crab Diving, at Crab Diving, one word.
Yes.
On the Twitters and on Instagram. We tweeted out like, well, Representative Ryan, how heinous does a Republican have to be to right. disqualify them to be president? Because you have someone now who you have just basically said is a textbook racist.
Yes.
That's his words. I mean, the statement was textbook, but nonetheless. So obviously racism is okay with the Republicans. Yeah. They don't care if their nominee is just a hood-wearing asshole racist.
To them, their party trumps people.
Yeah.
People being treated like people. That's right. Crazy.
So really, what is it going to take? What would it take?
I don't.
How heinous would he? What would he have to do to disqualify him for these people? For
them I don't
to finally
know,
say,
man.
For some integrity to fly around. Now, this senator of Illinois, Mark Kirk,
yes,
has finally rescinded. He's done a take back.
No, right.
On his endorsement of Donald Trump.
He wants a do over.
He said today that he can no longer support the presumptive nominee after these attacks on this federal judge. I cannot. And will not support my party's nominee for president, he said. He's in a blue state, mm-hmm. let's say.
Okay.
And he's a Republican in a blue state, so
right.
he's got to do some tap dancing to try to stay. That's the problem they're having in these purplish and blue states is where there's Republicans running. They are dumping their drawers, dumping in their drawers over.
Look out below.
Yeah, over the fact that he might win. And drag them all down with him.
Because when the party's over and he loses, all it's so funny. All these people, they're going to be politicians the rest of their life. And they're going to have to continually try to explain away their support for this guy.
Yes.
Who's not even in politics anymore. I kind of, in a way, I kind of love what Trump is doing to these assholes.
Oh, it's great. It's really,
really
great to watch.
Awesome. But it's who they are.
As long as he can't get anywhere near the White House, this is wonderful to watch them twisting in the wind. And
near the White House.
Yeah, and circular firing squatting themselves.
Crazy.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is about these senators are starting to be like, wait a minute. Even Jeff Flake, they said, Republican of Arizona, he has he's one of the guys who has not quite backed him yet. But Jeff Flake said today, when there's no talk of a convention challenge or anything else, this might spur it. He says, let's face it, meet the old Trump, just like the new Trump. This is what we've got. That's not somebody who can win the White House.
Wow.
He's not going to change. You know, he's like, I'm going to be more presidential. I'm just being this way. I'm just being this way for the primary.
That was the whole thing. That was the whole thing about Trump. He was going to be more moderate.
Right.
And maybe he will be with some of his policies, but the thing is, he's not talking about his policies now.
Right.
I wonder if they're sort of disturbed that he's turning this thing into... I mean, Trump made this an issue. Trump made Trump University. He made it a bigger issue than it already
was. Right,
and
that's what a lot of other people are talking about. Right,
making this judge's race an issue. He created something that wasn't there before.
Shining the spotlight on his fraud case.
Not only is he saying, "Listen, I want everybody to take a closer look at this bullshit university. I want you to take a look at like my racist tendencies."
Yeah.
See, this is not the savvy Trump that we saw in the primaries. He's just screwing up.
Savvy. Well, yeah, he's really
going to call him savvy.
He's really him. He's at the point now where he's he's got to appeal to more people than the stadium full of Trumpalos.
Right.
And it ain't working now.
It's not working right at all. In fact, he's going to alienate Trumpalos. Maybe.
If he tries to become more normal, he's going to piss them off.
Right.
Senator Flake said, "We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it is not a serious proposal." They want serious proposals how to deal with this war on terrorism. Saying you're going to ban Muslims from entering the country is not a serious proposal. This is a senator from, where is Jeff Flake from, Arizona?
God, but Flake, Senator Flake. That's hilarious.
The idiots are out there saying, yes, it is. It's not a serious proposal to build a wall. It is. Trump says we can do it.
God, could you imagine you're a guy from Arizona who's going to say that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy.
I think Arizona is one of the ones that they might be talking about as a, might flip blue if it goes, I mean, if it's disastrous enough for right. Trump. Because there's, in New Mexico and Arizona,
there are lots of people that aren't necessarily white, Pat.
There's lots of people.
And they might be put off by this right. bullshit.
Lots of people who really are Mexicans.
Yes.
Who were born there and naturalized or who are here, you know, and they're not voting if they're here on visas or whatever. Yeah. Well, illegally. I mean, nobody's voting illegally.
Right. No, I mean, they're here illegally.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they won't vote for a guy that wants to catapult them back to wherever.
Think so.
To Mexico. God, that's insane.
Senator Susan Collins from Maine, a Republican, she said it's going to, she hasn't backed officially Trump yet. She said it's going to make it very difficult for me. It makes the decision a hard one.
Oh, shit.
It makes the decision a hard one.
It's not.
Lindsey Graham, meanwhile, is losing
easy.
His mind.
Yeah.
He's losing his mind. He, you know how he kind of, sort of begrudgingly bent over and lubed up and said, "Okay,
oh, yes.
I'm ready. I'll you know I'll vote Trump just so
Trump
we don't
away.
Just so we don't have Hillary." Now he's saying, "The hell with it." He says, "If anybody was looking for an off ramp, this is probably it." He says,
an
"This is the off ramp. This is your reason to bail
an
on Trump."
Yeah. This is an excuse to go against the party.
Right. And that even everyone except the real hardcore asshole Trumpalos will get it. Like, you know, the Mark Kirk.
So are we going to see a third party?
They've got one. You know, that guy that...
the Libertarian?
Bill Kristol is... Well, the Libertarians, too. We've got them. They're polling like 10% in
really?
some of the states.
They're creepy. I saw them shot at a Libertarian dude on CNN or whoever the guy that was with a Libertarian dude.
That's his running mate.
Yeah. Jeez. He looks a little... And I don't mean to make it about race or anything, but he looks a little Nazi.
it's two old white guys.
Yeah.
They're both former governors, which is... Interesting. I mean,
that is interesting.
Somebody with experience, as opposed to the reality star that the Republican Party is going to put up. But Gary Johnson is the nominee. He was the nominee last time, I think, and he's one of these who says he is socially liberal,
yes,
fiscally conservative,
impossible, baby.
So he's pro-choice,
yes, but he wants you to be poor as hell.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. Right, right.
Thank you for respecting my rights. Now can I have some food while
small
I starve
government,
to death?
Yeah, small government bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Right.
Unfortunately, you need the government to enforce shit and to do shit so we don't end up like Afghanistan.
So here is this guy, Jeffrey Lord on CNN, Trump supporter, talking about Paul Ryan's announcements, disavowing what Trump said, saying he totally disagrees with it. It's awful, but
disavow,
you know, Hillary's so awful, I'll still vote for him.
Hey.
It's about Donald Trump, and he made no bones about it. I want to bring back in my panel, Anna Navarro and Jeffrey Lord. You know, Jeffrey, Paul Ryan made no bones about it. He said what Donald Trump said was the definition of racism. His comments are indefensible.
Let me make no bones about it. Speaker Ryan is wrong, and Speaker Ryan has apparently switched positions and is now supporting identity politics, which is racist. I am astonished. Astonished.
So you're accusing
Paul Ryan?
You're accusing Paul Ryan of racism?
I am accusing anybody who believes in identity politics, which he apparently now does, of playing the race card. The Republican establishment is playing this. Senator.
So he's saying Paul Ryan, by bringing it up and saying it's racist, is racist. That it's the Republican establishment. Anybody bringing this up should be labeled the racist.
So wait, what are we allowed to talk about?
You're not allowed to criticize him. You're not God allowed to criticize it. The Donald. That's the thing. You can't criticize him.
Oh shit. Well, why don't we just talk about his policies then? Well, what would that be?
He doesn't have any.
Oh yeah.
Build a wall.
Okay.
Launch the Mexicans.
Right.
I am astonished. Astonished.
So you're accusing Paul Ryan? You're accusing Paul Ryan of racism?
I am accusing anybody who believes in identity politics, which he apparently now does, of playing the race card. The Republican establishment is playing this. Senator McConnell is playing this. These people have...
I think the audience could hear that, but we can't. Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Thanks for listening to the show. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy some crap.
From us.
Not from us, from Amazon, and we get a kickback.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going. The audience heard that. We'll comment on the next part.
Run and hid and borrowed the Democratic agenda of playing the race card. It is
wrong.
Do you
know how ironic that is that you're calling all of those particular Republicans racist?
I am saying it is identity politics, which is racist. And they should reject it out of hand. I thought Speaker Ryan did, to be perfectly candid. Just a couple of weeks ago, he said he believed in the party of Lincoln, Reagan, and Kemp. Well, so do I. Like Speaker Ryan, I worked for Jack Kemp.
And they were all white.
Oh, shit.
Ryan.
Well, everyone was white.
God. That's identity politics. If you bring up... But who brought up identity politics? Trump.
He brought up that guy's race.
Yeah, this is like the Christian saying, how dare you persecute us for persecuting you.
Well, that surrogate that we saw last night, I think she was on MSNBC.
Katrina, the dark-haired one?
No, the blonde one.
The blonde one this morning.
She looked like she walked off the set of Sound of Music.
Yeah, right.
Like, she's trying... Yeah. They are trying to say that the media... brought up that judge's race. They introduced that judge. Trump did.
Right.
Am I insane?
I guess he's saying that if you don't acknowledge that this judge is biased, you're a racist.
Right, right. It's so fucking dumb.
Of Lincoln, Reagan, and Kemp. Well, so do I. Like Speaker Ryan, I worked for Jack Kemp. Jack Kemp would never play the race card. Speaker Ryan is playing the race card. It's got to stop.
Okay, I want to replay.
Okay, anyway, that's the end of of this guy, Jeffrey Lord, who is going after Speaker Ryan for being racist. Speaker Ryan has apparently switched positions and is now supporting identity politics, which is racist. Wrap your brains around that,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the outrage from the Republicans is totally hypocritical, of course, about this. But, I mean, what Paul Ryan said was right. You have to reject what Donald Trump is saying.
It's
racist.
Right. Many of them are saying it's kind of the definition of racism. You're saying this guy can't do his job.
Because he's Mexican.
Because he's of Mexican descent. He's not even Mexican. He was born in Indiana, right.
And how does race come into play in this case that they're even talking about?
It doesn't. Only the fact that he's a Mexican and I want to build a wall, he's very biased against me.
This is so nuts. I mean, I know, God, I feel like we're beating this. Listen, the only reason... So Trump has policies in his campaign platform that are that are inherently racist. Building a wall between... our country and Mexico, because we're afraid of Mexicans, is racist.
Yeah.
So he has that policy. So now a judge...
putting up an anti-Muslim bug net over the country.
That's
is also a little xenophobic. So I mean, they're not racist. We call it that, though.
So if the judge was Muslim, if the judge was Muslim, he couldn't rule on this, have anything to do with this Trump University case, because Donald Trump's racist platform about not letting any Muslims in the country...
Well, Tapper
would prevent
asked him that
judge from
Yeah, Tapper asked him that yesterday. You know, basically the whole first of half of our show yesterday was dedicated to listening to that Trump clip. And Tapper, at a different point in the interview, I don't know if we played the specific clip, but he said, well, wait a minute. Does that mean if it was a Muslim judge that you think they would have a potential to be biased against you too? And Donald goes, well, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
God.
He's like, I can't have a Muslim judge. I can't have a black judge. I can't have a woman judge. I can't have a Mexican judge.
Who? Do we have anyone from American Samoa that can come in and adjudicate over this bullshit university and get trumped up to swindle people?
Can we find the whitest judge in America, please? Because that's the only way Donald thinks. That's the only people Donald thinks can be impartial are the white judges.
You know, I can see how this right.
Right.
Duh. Well, duh. And you know, I can see how this Donald Trump's particular brand of right wing nut job brain jujitsu is effective, because it's exhausting if you try to think about it and make sense of it.
If you're sane. Yeah.
It's exhausting and sort of makes you.
If you're not sitting there clutching your Bible and your gun and hating black people, that speaks to them.
Right. And I guess if you're a lunatic Trumpolo racist, then this is right up your alley.
Oh, they
and
agree.
You're like, right.
They can't. Yeah. We're a bunch of assholes for not recognizing the fact that Mexican, evil Mexican judge is biased against Trump. He's in La Raza.
Yeah,
he's in La Raza.
He just don't want to be catapulted back to Mexico. That's what he's scared about. Right. He's biased.
Lindsey Graham said, quote, Trump said the most un-American thing from a politician since Joe McCarthy.
Shit, man. Lindsey Graham hates Donald Trump. Hates him.
Right.
Just hates him. You know, Lindsey wants to be president. And probably thinks that he deserves to be president, or he deserves to be, like, have a seat at the quote-unquote leadership table, right?
Well, he said when he joined that he didn't really think he had that much of a chance to win it, but he didn't think anybody was wanting to blow up Iran enough.
Yeah, yeah.
In this whole equation. And he wanted to...
Did he say that?
Well, in his own way. It's foreign policy. And, you know, Lindsey never met a war he didn't want to...
Oh, that's right.
...help spur on.
Why is that? Are his lobbyists a bunch of defense contractors
well,
and shit?
He's a military dude, you know. And
is he really?
He's into it.
Is he a veteran?
He's a current.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is in... The Air Force, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Air Force
Sorry,
Reserve
Lindsey,
or something?
I didn't know. I haven't been on your Wikipedia page lately. Dang. So he's a big hawk.
Right. But he even said, you know, I want to get in this because I want to push the... He wanted to advance the his foreign policy agenda. He didn't feel there was enough... there
he wants to blow up the planet. I see.
You know what, he was a lawyer in the military.
Oh, okay.
A judge advocate in the United States Air Force.
Isn't it weird that a guy who wants to blow people up and start wars and shit like that is offended at Donald Trump's racism?
South Carolina, too. In 1984, Lindsey was defending an Air Force pilot accused of using marijuana.
Oh, shit.
He was featured on an episode of 60 Minutes that exposed the Air Force's defective drug testing procedures. No, he helped them fix their drug testing procedures.
Oh, shit.
He left active duty in... In 1989, and entered private practice as a lawyer, and then he ran, I don't know, for something later, but he's still, in 2007, he was a reservist in Iraq for short period in April and for 2 weeks in August.
Wow.
He worked on detainee and rule of law issues. So he's a lawyer for in the Air Force.
He's like, time to make some money.
He finally retired just last year.
Okay.
With over 33 years of service, and I don't have what rank he is, but just a senior instructor. Oh, he was teaching at the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps.
Okay.
So he's a law teacher.
Snappy.
Too. So look at Lindsay.
Wow.
And apparently he's a lot of fun to drink with.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lindsey Graham saying this is your off-ramp now. This Trump's finally given us an opening to bail on this asshole.
The constituents must be, if you're a Republican and a voter, you must be so confused what to do because you've sat there and you've really appreciated the veiled racism that your candidates, your officials have practiced over the years. You love that.
It's a subtle art.
Right.
Right.
But now there's a guy who's totally racist, right, who is not really ashamed of it at all, who really wants to build a wall between here and Mexico.
Yes.
And now you have people in your leadership telling you they don't want to support him.
Right.
Or they're offended at him being racist. I don't get it.
Allegedly.
I mean, if you must be so confused if you're a Republican voter.
Well, I think you start off there, right? Don't you?
Well, no. Not if you're voting for somebody like
Louis.
Isn't
confusion part of the right, old mindset?
But if you vote for Paul, for that hideous asshole Paul Ryan all the time, and then Paul Ryan comes out and says Donald Trump's horrible, I would be like, why do you think he's horrible? I don't understand it. He's very similar to you.
Yeah.
He just says what you're thinking.
Right. Yeah, I can't explain it. Also ringing in, using an unfortunate term.
Hello.
In his defense of Donald Trump.
What?
Writing over at the, WND.
Oh, okay.
World Net Daily, Ryan.
Respected.
If you want to know where the blood moon, when the blood moon's going to end the planet.
When is the next blood moon? What is World Net Daily saying on that?
Head over to WND.
Yay. What about the zombie apocalypse?
I don't even need to go there, but now I want to look and see what the headline is over at WND.
Right.
But Pat Buchanan.
Yes. Oh, I love him. He's my favorite.
He was heinous before heinous was cool. Back in the 90s, he was the Trump of the 90s, right? I mean, he was the one who was like, build a wall around America. Don't let anything brown in. Kick anything brown out.
He always wanted to build a wall, right?
Yeah.
How did he explain it? How did he explain how that would be practical, I wonder?
I don't think he did. Yeah. So, he, over at WND, oh my God, the headline at WND says, demonic opening for tunnel has lesbian sex.
What does that mean?
Did you see the footage? This was ridiculous. Did you see the footage last week, was it?
Yes.
When they opened that brand new tunnel in Switzerland that it took them like 20 years to build or something like that. It's some big, massive tunnel under the Alps.
Massive. Oh, it's like a road?
Yeah, a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
And they had this bizarre performance art dedication to it. You got to see the video. I mean, I wonder if I'll be able to. There were like people in diapers dancing. There was a person wearing a baby mask with wings flying from the rafters, and people came out in orange jumpsuits and were walking, like marching in military time. Very fucked up and bizarre. It was kind of all over the news.
Wow.
The Gothard Base Tunnel, they call it in Switzerland. Bizarre opening ceremony.
Okay.
So one of these guys says, the world's longest, deepest rail tunnel was unveiled as a rail tunnel.
Oh, okay.
With a bizarre ceremony featuring a goat man who dies and is resurrected, women simulating sex with each other, and drone-like human workers marching to a rhythmic drum beat. That's not inaccurate. Jesus. This is WND, but that,
wow.
I've seen the footage of it. It is bizarre as fuck. We'll put the video up either.
For the opening of a tunnel.
Right. And there was footage of all of these dignitaries in bleachers at the mouth of the tunnel.
Right.
And so all this shit starts coming out of the tunnel and everything, all these performers and the smoke and the music and the lights and everything.
Sounds awesome.
And it was a sea of white guys.
Oh.
It's Switzerland. It's a sea of Swiss dignitaries.
That's all they got.
All white guys standing there stoic faced watching this bullshit. Like, what the hell is going on? There was, in fact, on the Twitter, I think,
Follow us on Twitter, by the way, at Crab Diving.
Creepy baby, creepy flying baby, or something like that. That day was trending.
Yeah,
it was a couple weeks ago, or whenever this was. Because one of the things was they had a dancer flying and on a harness. And they had giant angel wings and was wearing a diaper.
Oh, God.
And then this
giant
creepy baby head, like demonic baby head. It was fucked up. So
wow.
WND, and there was a goat man.
Oh,
there was
my
like a,
God.
A man and a goat outfit.
I see a picture of this baby head person.
Right.
It's very scary.
So that's one of the headlines of the WND. Anyway,
it's very scary. That being said, I wish we did this when we opened roads and stuff. I mean,
so right. Yeah. So Pat, we just cut ribbons. We just have a bunch of white guys cutting ribbons.
Nobody was like, "Do we need the diaper? Can we cut the diaper and
do
give
we
him
need
something
the flying
else?
Creepy baby with the diaper?"
It looks like there's a guy that's a sloth in a diaper. There's a diaper sloth
there's
person.
There's a lot of diapering.
Very
going
strange.
In. So over at WND, this guy is saying Jesus said it would be just like the days of Noah or something. He's all worried that this is proof the fucked up Swiss having a creepy opening ceremony is obviously proof that Satan is coming to get us.
Barsky, barsky, barsky.
So Pappy Cannon wrote.
Yes.
Over at the WND.
Okay.
Which is claiming satanic influences in the creepy.
God damn it.
Possibly ill-conceived tunnel thing that went on.
So Pappy Cannon is writing for the WND.
How sad, right?
How the fuck does he do that and go on the McLaughlin group?
I don't know.
Do they not laugh at him? Because all those people in the McLaughlin group are respected, right? They write for normal newspapers. They're not lunatics. It's not the Alex Jones scene.
Right. Right.
God, it's weird.
The headline is The Donald and the La Raza Judge.
Oh, okay.
Listen to the word he uses.
He's La Raza Judge.
Yeah. Listen to the word Pat Buchanan uses. Before, this is how he opens his column.
Yes.
Before the lynching of the Donald proceeds.
Jeez. I didn't know he was getting lynched.
The lynching.
You mean, by lynching, he means he's getting criticized for being a racist.
Right.
Okay.
But lynching is a very specific word.
Yeah.
That has meaning to our United States past. It usually meant a black person swinging from a tree.
And that's how Donald's being treated.
Right.
Okay.
What exactly was it he said about that Hispanic judge? Stated succinctly, Donald Trump said U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who is presiding over a class action suit against Trump University, is sticking it to him. And the judge's bias is likely rooted in the fact that he is of Mexican descent. Can there be any defense of this statement so horrific?
No one is actually talking about whether or not this case has merit, whether or not like Trump University is a fraud.
Right.
No one's talking about that.
He says Trump might be right. There are grounds for believing Trump is right. He says Curiel is an appointee of Barack Obama.
Well, he has to be an appointee of some president.
But it was Barack Hussein Obama.
Born of Kenyan descent. Lineage. Whatever.
It says he has for years been associated with the La Raza Lawyers Association of San Diego, which supports pro-illegal immigrant organizations.
Evil.
It's just not...
That's not true.
There are no organizations that are pro illegal immigrant. There's no one that is like, come over here and we'll give you a fake ID.
Right.
They might support people who are here illegally and need help.
Why would WND allow this to be written on their webpage? Why would they allow this?
You're kidding,
this
right?
Trite crap.
You are kidding. They're pissed he didn't say Beaner.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
I wonder what else is on. What other. Fucking headlines are on that horrible website right now. I mean, this is probably the most sane thing.
So, so that's about the worst thing. But he goes on and on and on to say, basically to support Trump, the last paragraph, to many liberals.
Yes.
All white Southern males are citizens under eternal suspicion of being racist.
Totally, man. Well... I mean, you know, that's not true. But you can't lie. You can't say that racism is a big part. It's a big part of our country, and particularly the South.
Well, right, and nobody assumes you're a racist until you open your fucking mouth say something racist.
Right, no one is bringing race into this conversation until Donald Trump introduced race.
They're saying we can't call them out on racism because that's racist.
Right. Then what are we supposed to do?
You're racist against white men if you don't let them say racist shit.
Yes. You know what you're supposed to do when somebody says, hey, this guy can't do his job because he's Mexican. You're just supposed to sit there quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And not be a racist.
Exactly.
Or not complain. Jeez.
Are any
non-white guys making the same argument? I'm just curious.
Which one? The
idea that...
Well, I'm sure there's a couple of those, right. Those inexplicable brown Republicans that are somehow. I'm sure Stacey Gash would be on the side of Trump, right?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Who not? Yeah. Stacey Dash. That's one. We've got Stacey Dash in our camp, guys.
Well, I'm sure there's more. They've got other black people over there. I'm sure Ben Carson.
Okay, there's two.
If
that's
someone
two.
Could poke him and wake him up, maybe. I've got another one to say about it.
I've got another luminary. Pastor Manning.
Pastor Manning. We played that Bam. Clip yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher.
Wrong.
Hey, if you're kind enough, leave us a good review.
Well, there's lots of diversity on the Trump side of this argument.
That's right, Pastor
Color
Manning.
Color me informed.
Yesterday, the mellifluous duet
that was insane.
Of Alex Jones and Pastor Manning.
That's so fucking funny.
It really sounds like racist me Elmo, isn't it? Or,
yes.
Homophobe me Elmo.
Homophobe me Elmo.
Did you see what else the Donald said? And I think this can only get him in trouble.
No, I didn't see.
But they probably won't care. This is a month from, you know, now they're just pulling out every past interview with the Donald that they can find.
Oh, yeah.
And
what's draining?
It's the dishwasher. And
oh,
for
yeah,
some
yeah.
reason, it sounded like it was coming through my headphones.
Oh, right. It's weird.
They were asking Trump at a Texas Patriots PAC meeting or some shit like that.
What?
This is before he announced. This is a month before he announced.
Did you go to this meeting?
His candidacy.
Texas Patriot PAC.
I was invited, but I couldn't go.
Well, what's the racial makeup of this meeting? I don't mean to make it about race.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to TexasPatriotPack.com. Promoting liberty in Montgomery County and throughout Texas since 2009. Vacation Liberty Camp.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a horror scene. What do you do there?
Texas Patriots Pack will be hosting Vacation Liberty Camp, formerly known as Vacation Liberty School, summer from July 18th to the 22nd in the Woodlands. Vacation Liberty Camp is an opportunity for kids. Oh, you can send your kids to Vacation fucking Liberty
Cue
Camp.
Cue up the banjo music, boy.
Opportunity for kids to have fun learning about the founding of America and the principles that make this country so great.
Why?
Campers can look forward to learning about the American Revolution, the founding fathers, the Constitution, as well as receive visits from guest speakers, elected officials, and impersonators of American icons such as Paul Revere, George Washington, and Uncle Sam.
God, how much does this cost? There has to be a price.
Location, Timber Lakes Baptist Church.
Right.
In the Woodlands, Texas.
Beautiful.
If you have multiple kids, it's $100 for the first kid, $50 for each additional.
How long is the camp?
You don't live there.
Oh, okay.
It's July 18th to 22nd, so 4 days.
That's cheap.
From 9 to noon each day.
God, that's cheap. You can send your kid there for $50 for 4 days. I think that's cheap for a summer camp.
Which is for mornings.
No, it's just mornings.
9 to noon.
So it only takes...
They don't even want to feed the little fuckers.
It only takes 3 hours. Well, it's only $50. What do you want?
They're not
what
even
kind of meal
feed
are
them.
You supposed to provide?
I don't know. Hate cakes?
No. Listen, when you're done at the camp, your kid will turn out to be a bona fide racist.
Right.
For the low cost of $50, we'll make your son a bigot.
Age 6 to 14. You're going to send a 6-year-old to Vacation Liberty Camp.
God.
What? That's child abuse.
It totally is. Is it fun? You get to see some impersonator?
To see some asshole Texan dressed up as Uncle Sam.
I'm Benjamin Franklin. Let me tell you why you should hate Mexicans. Yeah.
No, there's two G's in that word.
All right.
The other one, that's Niger. That's a country.
Oh, you're right.
Learn to spell that right, Billy.
Let me tell you how to burn a cross.
So here at this Texas Patriots Pack, here's Donald Trump being asked about, you know, this thing that they love, American exceptionalism.
Oh,
America can do no wrong. You liberals teaching that slavery was wrong and shit.
Two in the head, one in the chest.
How dare you?
Define American exceptionalism. Does American exceptionalism...
I was kidding. We're making fun of the accent.
Who is talking?
And this guy is just the perfect... I don't know.
Hell is this? American exceptionalism.
This is the host that's asking Donald the question.
Yes.
Define American exceptionalism. Does American exceptionalism still exist? And what do we do to grow American exceptionalism?
Okay, well, okay, I don't pause it. I'm sorry, pause it. Can I take a guess?
I think he's drunk.
Oh, yeah. No.
Did
listen,
you hear
quit
that?
Marginalizing. Not every... Some people from the South, because it's very hot, they talk slow.
I hope
okay?
he didn't have a stroke or something.
It's the climate.
I just offended the man.
Let me explain to you what I think Donald Trump's going to say. Do we have any more American exceptionalism? No. We have a black president. How do we get American exceptionalism? Yeah. More white people.
We haven't been exceptional since 2008.
We're exceptionally shitty.
So what American exceptionalism, surprising
grow American exceptionalism.
Okay. Well, I don't like the term. I'll be honest with you. And people will say, oh, he's not patriotic. Look, if I'm a Russian or if I'm a German or if I'm a person we do business with, why, you know, I don't think it's a very nice term. We're exceptional.
He's right. I mean, he's once again, the blind pig stumbles upon a truffle.
Right.
But,
when does this go bad?
Right. So, but that's what we say. Like,
yes.
You know, I mean, okay, America is a cool country and shit and can do some good.
Yeah.
But we've done a lot of bullshit.
Right.
And we've done a lot of bad shit.
Yeah. Like, elect a black guy to run the country.
No, I mean, and really.
Oh,
we've really?
Really
done
okay,
a lot of bad shit.
Okay. Yes, we have.
And, look at Iran. Iran's our fault. We toppled. The CIA toppled a democratically elected government because we didn't like them and they didn't like us. So then we put the Shah in and then
details.
He shit on everybody.
Details. What about Iraq? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Damn. So I mean, this is Texas. He's lucky he didn't get.
Yeah.
Speaking of lynching, how did Trump walk out of this room alive by saying, I hate that term because it makes the rest of the world think we're assholes is basically what he's saying, right?
God,
you go to Russia, these other countries, and you go up to them and say, we're exceptional. It makes you look bad.
It's impossible to figure this guy out.
Right.
We're exceptional. You're not. First of all, Germany's eating our lunch. So they say, why are you exceptional? We're doing a lot better than you. I never liked the term. And perhaps that's because I don't have a very big ego and I don't need terms like that. But
oh, whoa! I don't have a very big ego.
And I don't need terms like that.
Shit.
Tremendous. Fabulous. What? He uses the word tremendous every 4 seconds.
Who has a bigger ego? Okay, if Trump doesn't have a big ego, then who does?
Right.
Really?
I don't have a big ego.
God damn.
Honestly.
Listen, that even that audience is like, give me a fucking break.
What
when you're doing business, I mean, I watch Obama every once in a while say American exceptionalism. I don't like the term. Because we're dealing, first of all, I want to take everything back from the world that we've given them. We've given them so much. On top of taking it back, I don't want to say we're exceptional. We're more exceptional. Because essentially, you're saying we're more outstanding than you. By the way, you've been eating our lunch for the last 20 years. but we're more exceptional than you. I don't like the term. I never liked it. When I see these politicians get up with the American exceptionalism, and we're dying. We owe $18 trillion in debt. I'd like to make us exceptional, and I'd like to talk later instead of now. Does that make any sense?
That's good. Oh,
because I think you're insulting the world. And you know, Jim, if you're German, or if you're from Japan, or you're from China, you don't want to have people saying that.
Right.
I never liked the expression. And I see a lot of good patriots get up and talk about America. You can think it, but I don't think we should say it.
You can think it. I don't think we should say it.
How is this, like, this crowd just must be listening to him and be like, what? Thought it was going to be more like a Klan rally.
Yeah, right.
I got to be nice to people. I don't give a fuck what these Chinese people think of me.
Exceptionalism.
What? The guy he's talking to sounds confused, doesn't he?
He's kind of agreeing with him, but he's kind of not.
Jeez.
I'm not sure exactly who he's, I'm trying to see who he's talking to here. Donald sat in an oversized leather chair and fielded questions from Jim Mattress Mac. Mackinvale, a prominent local businessman. He must have like a mattress.
God.
He must be Mattress Mac on television. By your Sealy Postopedic.
What's your sleep number, boy?
We all of our mattresses are what?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We sell sheets. Too.
Perfect for white skin. Oh, yeah.
We sell white sheets.
Plenty.
Some with eye holes already cut right into them.
Pre-cut sheets right here. Do you think they sell that? Seriously. You won't know where you get a good pre-cut sheet. Yeah. Pre-cut fitted sheets.
So there you go. That's what's going on with that clip that they've just unearthed. Something else that is going to potentially bother the Trumpalos. But I don't think it's going to work. You know, it's obvious that the Trump supporters, there's nothing the man can do.
I don't know. I think the Donald needs to be careful to not confuse his base.
Right.
I think he needs to keep being racist if he wants to win or not, or just, I don't know.
The headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's see.
Hey, boy.
What the other half is, I was going to say thinking, but there's not a lot of that happens over on that side. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton.
What?
A surprisingly not hideous picture of Hillary Clinton. Usually they pick the ugliest picture they can find of her over the road.
I think she's kind of made over her look. I mean, I think she's wearing less things that look like... Well, who's the character on Star Trek?
Guinan on Star Trek.
She doesn't look like Guinan anymore. What happened?
She still whips those out. She was wearing one of those monstrosities the other day.
Damn it.
Like knit, really heavy knit, weird cut. It's really bizarre. It's really odd. You see me walk around, I know shit about fashion, but yeah, even I can look at that and be like, that's kind of ugly.
And to be fair, I think Bernie could dress better too and run a comb over his hair every now and then. I mean, why the fuck doesn't he brush his hair? It makes me
rumpled
nuts.
Suits and messy hair. He gives zero fucks, and he has his whole life. He's never given a fuck about his hair, about how he looks. There's pictures of Bernie from 20 years ago. His hair's all up in
the He's busy.
There's something over at the Daily Mail. It says Trump says he's the victim.
Oh yeah. He's the victim.
He issued a lengthy statement today.
Okay.
Saying that it's unfortunate my comments have been misconstrued as a categorical attack. Oh, somebody's been helping Donald write something.
Okay.
And you notice it's a written statement.
Right.
They're not letting him talk.
And that's, wait, why would he issue a written statement written by someone else? Because he always talks about
it. No, written by him.
Oh, okay.
Wink, wink.
Because he always makes a point to point out when he thinks Hillary's reading something that someone else wrote for her.
Well, just listen to this. Does this sound like anything Donald could write? It is unfortunate that my comments have been misconstrued as a categorical attack against the people of Mexican heritage. Has Donald ever spoken like that?
That's a buzzer moment. That is not him. Bullshit. That's not Donald Trump.
I am friends with and employ thousands of people of Mexican and Hispanic descent. The American justice system relies on fair and impartial judges. All judges should be held to that standard. I do not feel that one's heritage makes them incapable of being impartial. But,
oh shit,
based on the rulings that I have received in the Trump University civil case, I feel justified in questioning whether I am receiving a fair trial.
Okay.
Then he goes on and on to list all these reasons, allegedly, why he should be questioning if he's getting a fair shake or not.
If your job was to explain why Donald Trump isn't being racist by bringing up this guy's heritage, and like many reasons why, how the fuck would you do that? I mean, that takes quite a mind.
Yeah.
We're going to need to get J.J. Abrams in on this. Some real sci-fi guys. Think outside the box.
Stephen King.
Oh, yeah, Stephen King. Okay, we got Stephen King on the line. He has something.
It's more accurate, yeah. It looks like Trump is trying to walk it back a little with some written statement.
Perfect. That's all we need. I understand, Donald. That makes perfect sense to me. Thank you.
I think maybe even the Donald has figured out he went too far.
Shit.
Maybe.
He's going to go too far again.
Well, right. And again, this is a written statement. I want to see the next sit-down interview with him when he's actually challenged by someone.
Because his strength is speaking off the cuff and saying whatever comes to his head, being impassioned and all that other shit. You know what I mean? There's a gigantic dog
beat by the table. A giant dog tail.
What kind of dog is that?
He's a yellow lab, right? Lab.
Huge.
Big, huge yellow lab.
That's a capital D dog.
Yeah. A lot of doggage going on in Crab Diving Pensacola offices here.
We have two little alien dogs.
There's a schnauzer on top of the sofa, sprawled out,
ready to attack at any instant.
The giant yellow dog's wandering around, and Kate is taking a nap in the bedroom, hiding from all the chaos.
I would like to thank all our furry friends for letting us broadcast
from
your place. This is your space,
really
Joey.
Their spot, yeah.
Zoe.
That's what's going on. That's the headline over at the Drudge. It says California scheming with a picture of Hillary. Sanders supporters seethe.
Oh,
it's very alliterative.
Oh my.
Sanders leads to Associated Press story, which says Sanders supporters are angry with the news of Hillary's victory. We mentioned a little bit earlier. They've announced Hillary as the presumptive nominee because a few of these super delegates have finally yesterday pledged their support to Hillary, putting her over the magic number needed with superdelegates. And Bernie is out doing the same thing, saying, as he was before, saying you can't count superdelegates until the convention when they actually vote, even though they're saying we're going to vote for Hillary.
But Hillary's supporters are saying, but Hillary.
They're saying it's unrealistic, he just needs to he thinks that he's going to be able to make the case to these superdelegates who have previously pledged to Hillary that he's the better candidate. And one of the other things they're saying too is that he doesn't know what's going to happen with this email thing either. I mean, now I think we know there's finally nothing really is going to come of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Part of it with him was stay in unless she gets if she gets indicted, you know, or
but that's a long shot, isn't
it? Well, right, of course. And now they're saying, you know, you need to support the nominee. And I was talking to your mom about it earlier about how I feel that there's part of me that almost wishes he would lose California just so that would be it for him and that he would, you know, drop out and endorse. But the other part of me feels the burn. I voted for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other part of me feels the burn and would like him to keep going. And if he wins California, then he's got the...
Why is he staying
the
in?
The platform.
Is he a megalomaniac? Is it
no,
power?
I think it's the platform. I think he's...
He cares
thinks,
about his message,
yeah,
right?
He wants to have as much power as he can going into the convention and try to... First of all, change the rules for the next election because this superdelegate stuff is a just big.
It is stupid.
Emission from a bunghole. And it's horrible.
That's the name of my next comedy album. Or my comedy yeah, album.
A great
emission
band.
Emission from a bunghole. Oh, that's a great band.
Band name.
That's funny. Guy. Well, I mean, I think it's unfortunate that people are saying he's staying in it because it's all about him and he's an egomaniac and shit.
Right. Well,
like
those
that.
Are Hillary supporters.
And that's truly not the case. The case is he cares about his agenda, and I think he's sincerely worried that when he goes, all that shit will go that he cares about.
And he's pissed he's gotten the shaft.
Right.
From the DNC, which he kind of has. But then they say, well, you know, he's never had any loyalty to Democrats before. Why should he now? Why should they be loyal to him? Blah, 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 right. Blah, blah, blah. There you go. We'll find out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in tomorrow.
Yes.
2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, you know, 4 to 6 Central, 3 to 5 Mountain
Dude
Time.
Math.
If you're in Kuala Lumpur.
Watch this space.
I can't help you.
Right.
3 a.m. to, I don't know.
Are they allowed to listen, Kuala Lumpur?
I'm
what kind of country is that?
They might not get...
is that a bad country?
Kuala Lumpur? Isn't that Indonesia?
How are you spelling it? It's spelled with a K. I didn't know that.
Is it not Indonesia? Am I crazy on that one?
So it's not a country?
It's a city. Kuala Lumpur is a city.
Oh, yeah. It's got those huge-ass...
giant buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Of some sort.
Yeah, they might not.
Oh, Malaysia. Capital of Malaysia.
Is Malaysia a failed state or is it a good state? Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Malaysian Airlines hasn't been having a good run the past few years.
My God.
They're the ones who just had that turbulence the other day.
No, that sucks.
That shook people up like a drink shaker.
Like a martini shaker?
Yeah.
At least they didn't
go into the drink?
Into a wormhole.
Yeah. Right. A wormhole.
What an asshole. Can we just take a moment to just Don Lemon and everybody over at CNN, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. You're not helping.
Also ringing in on these comments from Donald Trump.
Ding-a-ling.
His racist-y comments.
Hello.
it'll take 2 seconds to name this asshole.
Oh, awesome.
This one has to...
oh... Yeah, well, this one has to, it's, of course, the mellifluous tones of Brian Fisher, hate slinger over at the American Family Association.
God.
And here's what Brian Fisher has to say about these comments. Do you think he'll be, whose side do you think he'll be on?
Trump.
You don't think he's going to say, I completely disavow these comments and they're very racist.
But these people with Trump are difficult because... Brian Fisher is so Jesus-y, and Trump is clearly not that. He's a faux Jesus-y person.
Yeah, they've bought the Kool-Aid, though, man. And
he likes every book of the Bible.
He, as long as it's not Killary,
right?
this one has to do with the charge that Donald Trump is a racist. Now, Donald Trump has criticized the judge. Who is handling his Trump University case in San Diego, saying, I'm not going to get a fair shake from this guy. This judge is treating me horribly. And Donald Trump is saying, I think it's because he's of Mexican heritage. I'm going to build a wall between my country and the country his parents came from. Donald Trump knows he was born in America. He was born in...
He's defending him already.
God damn.
He's defending him already.
Indiana, went to college, got his law degree in America. But... Donald Trump suspects, and one of the reasons he suspects this is that this judge belonged to a lawyer organization that had the name La Raza in it. Now, it's a different La Raza than the La Raza activist group that we know about. It just uses the same name, but La Raza, what does it mean? It means the race. So this is a lawyer's organization that is focused on the race that they share together.
But does that mean they're xenophobic, anti-white? They hate everybody that's not Latino? Or
well, it's an organization they belong to and of similar heritage.
If you're a minority in a country, don't you are those organizations, don't they exist? I mean, isn't it a thing?
No, yeah.
I mean, because you're a minority.
Yeah, or any other organization.
I mean,
Trump belongs to a church.
Right. I mean, there's not really a need for a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant lawyer association. Because that's just kind of like America.
Oh, yeah. Here's a little more.
Their ethnic origin. So Donald Trump, I mean, he would have the same question. If you're a black plaintiff or defendant and you have a judge that belongs to the KKK or belonged to the KKK.
He's equating La Raza, the La Raza Legal Association or whatever of San Diego with the KKK.
Yeah, the funny thing is there are probably black people in the history of this country that have gone and stood before a judge that is a member of the KKK and for justice. I'm sure that's happened in the past.
Right.
I mean, he's right. If you're a black person and there's a judge adjudicating your case who is a member of the KKK, then you're not going to get a fair shake. Is that what he's saying?
I think he might be saying that, yeah.
Well, then he's right. Right. That is true.
Yeah, I think he's got a point there.
Jesus.
Before he went on the bench, I mean, I think you would have some questions about how objective and fair he's going to be. So I think that's the real issue. The issue is not whether Donald Trump is a racist.
So I was just reading about this La Raza.
Yes.
That the National Council of La Raza is, right. And I'm on a right wing. This is Red State. This is Eric Erickson's horrible site. But
jerk.
He's not a Trump fan.
Okay.
And he says that it's a dishonest attempt to associate Gonzalo Curiel with La Raza, the National Council of La Raza, which we think is not a bad group. But he calls it the radical left wing pro illegal immigration group.
Hey.
But Curiel, he says,
yes,
has no affiliation with this group whatsoever. He is a member of La Raza Lawyers of California, a.k.a. the Latino Bar Association of California. They have absolutely no affiliation with the National Council of La Raza. As far as I could tell, they appear to be a pretty garden variety special interest lawyers association. Every state has these chapters for Hispanic lawyers, black lawyers, women lawyers, Mormon lawyers, Christian lawyers, Jewish lawyers, you name it, he says. They have meetings, everybody comes and eats lunch together, and they serve pretty much exclusively the function of networking.
When do they put on hoods and start burning crosses? When does that happen?
Well, that's the Christian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the Christian lawyers, maybe. Maybe the Mormon lawyers.
Yeah.
So he's saying that, you know, when they're saying he's a member of La Raza, which is a known pro-illegal immigration group, it's a lie. He's a member of the Latino Bar Association in San Diego,
which is
named La Raza.
And how is that
separate entity?
And that, how is that similar to how the Klan is set up?
I don't know. They have Kleagles.
I mean,
Grand Kleagle of La Raza.
Right. I mean, it seems like a stretch.
El Kleagle Grando.
Oh, okay. It's a Mexican Klan.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This Brian Fisher is a piece of work.
I've never seen any evidence of racism myself in Donald Trump. And the people that know him and have known him for years likewise don't see any evidence of racism in Donald Trump. So I think the real question is not whether Donald Trump is a racist, but whether the judge who's handling his case is. And I think it's legitimate for Donald Trump to have questions about that. I'm not saying the judge is a racist either. I don't know enough to know. But I think there are legitimate questions about it.
I'm not saying it. I don't know. But we should ask the questions. I'm not saying Obama's Kenyan, Ryan.
Yes.
But
the only reason Donald Trump is bringing up this judge's race is because he's not white.
Exactly.
His ability to be impartial, objective, and neutral, which is a fundamental criteria. Criterion for a judge.
But the only reason he's saying he's not being objective and neutral is because he hasn't ruled in Donald's favor every single time.
You know what? That's a good fucking point, because had he rule differently had it been dismissed on summary judgment, well, then the guy's race wouldn't be discussed. But if he is, in fact, a racist, then it should be discussed,
but Trump
right?
said that in the interview with Tapper yesterday, right? Yeah. He said, look, if this guy would have treated me fairly, I wouldn't be saying anything about this. If he'd voted in my favor, if right. he'd do what I want, I wouldn't be screaming like a baby man.
To Donald, yeah, he is a baby man. To a baby man, being treated fairly means getting what you want when 100%. You want it. No matter what.
100% my way or when.
That's being treated fairly.
Right. I'm being treated very unfairly, he keeps saying. God. Very, very.
Ow, Jesus. Watch out.
Holy shit.
Mako.
God damn it, Mako. That
dog
tail
is enormous. It's a big hey, Mako. Dog, man. That dog is what he wants when he wants it. That's a Trump dog.
Yeah, right.
Come
now,
on, Trumpy.
He seems to want his ass scratched. Okay, thanks. This is great.
Back it on up.
All right, buddy.
Junk in the trunk.
All right, buddy.
There you go.
Okay. So there you go. That's a little more of the Donald.
It's particularly frustrating because we have a guy being racist, but who's running for president, who's clearly being racist, but we can't talk about him being racist because then we are, in fact, racist.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to apologize to all our right-wing nut job listeners.
You figured it out, finally.
Incredibly offended by this commie pinko liberal hippie podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, if you listen to this commie pinko liberal hippie podcast, leave us a review on iTunes, a good review.
And if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our hole at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Anything you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle, a little beak wet action.
We get paid and go get a book on Audible, right?
Yeah, it doesn't cost you shit.
Right.
Get a book on racism or something.
Yeah. What book did we listen
to? You can get the book What White Men Really Like or something like that.
That's got to exist.
Meanwhile, we've got, there's another book.
Here, I just wrote it. I wrote it. What white men really like? White. They like white.
Right.
More than anything.
Right. Friday, we'll be reading a little bit from Spiritual Surgery, A Practical How-To Guide to Cast Out Demons, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
A little highlight.
How interesting.
Of, oh, my God.
What's in there?
Spirit of bondage, spirit of rejection, spirit of jealousy. These are all the highlights of some of these some of these columns. Wow, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
So this one is is one of these.
When animals get pissed.
Little When Animals Get Pissed action.
Perfect.
One of Ryan's favorite topics.
Oh, wait, which is it? Is
this
sharks?
Mindery, Australia.
By the way, I believe we're going to have a day at the beach on Saturday. I hope it's okay and nobody gets eaten.
Yeah.
What do I do? How do I fight off a shark? What am I supposed to do? Stick my thumb in its blowhole?
So far, unnamed woman, 60 years old.
Yes.
Was diving about 1.5 miles off Mindery Marina in Australia.
Why would you do that?
With a partner when she was attacked.
Jeez.
On Sunday by a shark.
Oh, my God. It's Australia.
And she is no longer with us.
Oh, my God.
Her friend had to retrieve her body from the water. Fishermen said they saw a large shark in the area, and they're saying the injuries are consistent with shark attack. Given the nature of the injuries and the location of the incident, it's likely that a large white shark greater than 10 feet in size. Holy
shit.
That's
not that big. That is not big for a shark. That's a baby. That's a juvenile. That's a juvenile great white, isn't it? 10 feet?
On Tuesday,
these things are monsters.
Another surfer died 75 miles north in another shark attack at the Royal. He died. Brian Gehring, 29, died at Royal Perth Hospital after being critically injured by a great white while surfing at Falcon Bay Beach.
God, I was just listening to you read that in your Australian dialect, and I think it sounds great, but I got to tell you, if I was dead listening to that from above, I don't know. I think I would resent it.
What do you mean?
I would be like, quit making people laugh while you're talking about
because I was doing the
why are you accent. Making it sound like Crocodile Dundee?
Well, that's what the person probably sounded like.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, I mean, I didn't do like German or something.
Given the nature of the injuries and the location of the incident, all gone.
They later caught a 14-foot shark.
See, that
they believe had attacked this God dude later. Damn. This great white. So two. It's a twofer down in Australia.
Why do they call him great? It's nothing great about these sharks. Great white.
They're great at eating people.
Horribly white.
Apparently.
Nothing white is good.
No, that's not true.
Shit.
I like whipped cream.
Okay.
And snow.
Nothing living that is white.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
She's white. She's real Nazi-like.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was that story?
That there are Nazi lunatics here in this country that believe that Taylor Swift is secretly a Nazi princess of some sort and a white supremacist, and that she's just waiting for the right moment.
Is there some weird bullshit mythology with Nazis, like they're princesses and kings and overlords and all kinds of shit like that?
Probably. I mean, who knows what they've got going
on? Nazi prince. What?
Well, no. I was kidding. I was kidding. But they think she's secretly a Nazi. They do. I added the princess
part. Is she lying? Has she said anything about this? Is she...
I'm assuming she's disavowing.
Hey, come clean, Taylor.
I'm assuming she.
She's not going to admit it.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not. Okay. She's not going to sing. I'm a hater, gonna hate. Maybe that was.
That's not her song.
Maybe that's about her. Isn't hater? Yeah, it is.
I thought that's. Oh, no. I'm thinking of work.
Oh yeah, that's Rihanna. Yeah,
I don't know who. Oh yeah, maybe you're right. Haters. She sings the hater song. Somebody else samples in.
Right.
That garbage music we have.
Think something like that.
Good heavens. Hey, baby, Is that, geez, were you playing Taylor Swift or is that the Rolling Stones? I couldn't tell. Jeez. Great music.
It's Taylor Swift.
Where's a shark when you need one?
Yeah. It was Beethoven. Haters gonna hate.
Nine.
What? What? I'm sorry. It was a classical music joke. He's deaf.
Oh, yeah.
Beethoven was deaf.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. I
that was a silly, obscure reference.
I should read Wikipedia more.
All right. You should be up on your
my Beethoven
18th
trivia.
Century
okay, give
composers.
Me a dossier on Beethoven for tomorrow's show. I want to know what everybody's talking about.
Did you see what John Oliver did? This is all kinds of off and awesome. We can touch on this really
briefly.
He did a whole piece about these evil debt buyer companies. And he specifically was talking about healthcare debt. And you know, somebody runs up a hospital bill, they can't pay it, and the hospital sends it into collections, and then some evil company buys the debt for pennies on the dollar and launches into full-scale harassment mode, calling you every day.
Do they then sell you the debt for pennies on the dollar?
No, of course not. They charge you exactly what, yeah.
Plus interest or some shit like that.
And, you know, a lot of evil companies make money off of this shit.
Right.
Harassing and running poor people into the ground, people who can't pay. And so John Oliver,
hello,
did a whole, you know, expose shitting on the practice and these evil corporations that are taking advantage of poor people and people who can't pay and stuff like that, and went out and said that they were able to set up a fake company, a fake credit company, or a real credit company,
right,
but just run by them, and they purchased $15 million in debt. So they bought a package of debt, all these accounts,
Can you do that?
Like, yeah, that's what they do. They bundle them together. And for $15 million, this is how much they marked this shit down.
Yes.
They paid $60,000.
Whoa.
For $15 million of debt. Less than half a cent on the dollar, it says.
That's insane. So why don't they just do that?
They created $50 to create a debt acquisition company in Mississippi.
Good God.
They called it Central Asset Recovery Professionals, Inc., also known as CARP. Soon after his creation,
Carp,
somebody offered them a portfolio of medical debt worth just about $15 million.
Okay.
On less than half a cent a dollar, which is $60,000. So he bought this company, paid $60,000, bought $15 million, sent out letters saying, congratulations, you have no more debt.
Wow.
They're forgiving $15 million of debt.
And they only bought it for 60 grand.
Right. And that's what some of these charitable organizations have been doing. They've been buying up some of these package debts and forgiving them people. Like with the mortgage crisis and stuff, when that was happening, there were some good people going around buying up debts and just writing them off, forgiving
that's
them.
That's awesome.
Wow, but the banks could do that.
But why don't they?
Because they're evil. And they need to put more zeros in their Cayman accounts.
Yeah. Feel the burn, guys.
So there's a lot of happy people out there who are now no longer being harassed by some evil credit company.
That's awesome. I'm still trying to get my mind around that. So $15 million of debt bought for $60,000.
Right. And it probably, you know, the way they do it, it goes from company to company to company to company. And one of the things I was reading is that people, you know, they take advantage of people who are terrified and don't know what to do
yes.
in these circumstances. And it was the same thing. Remember, we talked about a long time ago with the housing crisis, that some of these loans were sold so many times that nobody knows where the fuck the original paperwork is.
So if
they have these electronic scanned files, you know, they're all bundled together. And legally, I think in every state, you have to have, if you're the debt owner, especially on a house, you have to have
the
original
paper.
Copies. So people were getting their debts completely excused by getting smart lawyers who would sue these guys and say, produce the originals.
Right. And they can't.
Yep.
Wow.
They don't have them. But they've gone through all the harassing, all the phone calls,
sure.
all the
stress,
you know,
all the bullshit.
Right, right. Yeah. And in some counties, you can sue. You can sue in, I don't even think small claims court. I think it's like whatever the next level up is or whatever.
Okay. I think that's Judge Judy.
It is. Don't get a Mexican one, though.
Oh, yes.
Because they,
they
like
won't
you.
Be fair about it. Because I want right. to build a wall.
Right. So a cool story from John Oliver.
Oh, wow.
Not only exposing a bullshit practice, just an evil practice.
Right.
Just like that payday loans crap.
Oh, God. Those little offices are all over Los Angeles.
They're evil. So evil.
Open 24 hours a day.
300%. literally 300% interest.
300%.
I saw a headline last week,
yes,
that was just a funny crime. It says, you know, this is just a little transition story here. A 64-year-old man in Utah.
Oh, I've heard of this place.
The state of Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, similar to Iran, correct?
It's got four letters.
Oh, yeah.
The third one's A.
Oh, man.
There you go. It's the same thing. A 64-year-old man was caught running through the Spanish Fork Canyon, naked, with bells hanging from his man parts.
Oh, okay. Of course. Is this his religious right?
They're saying this is not the first time he has done this.
This is staying, man. This
Kenneth
is talent.
Allen Beck,
yes,
of Riverton, Utah.
Hey, it's old penis bell over there.
Thursday, May 27th, 5 p.m. Police described it as a rather unique way to expose himself.
Right.
Running around with bells on his balls.
They said that. They're like, oh, it's unique.
Right.
That's what it takes to be unique in Utah, huh?
In 2005, he was convicted of misdemeanor indecent exposure when he exposed himself to a restaurant employee of Sarasota Springs.
Jeez. At a restaurant he did this?
He paid $585
what?
Fine for this in
what
2005.
What restaurant did he go to? I'm going to do my thing at the Sizzler. You guys should come. Maybe keep the whoever this is, keep this at a park or something. You know, that's better. Don't, or the canyon, wherever you were, but don't do this at like a.
But this is some
Chick-fil-A.
This is a little bit of bullshit. Several of the onlookers,
yes,
that caught a glimpse of the bells of the balls were
what a wacko
from age 8 to 16. So oh my god, the children,
right?
So he was cited for lewdness involving a child, a class A misdemeanor. I wonder if that's like a sex offender.
Oh,
kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
I'm
that
sure.
might be a little bit of bullshit.
But
if
then
some
again,
guy
you gotta sit there
mind,
and do you want to sit there and explain to your kid why that guy has a bell on his wiener?
But it's, yeah, I guess. They asked Kenneth Alan Beck what's going on. He says he likes the reactions he gets.
Wow.
I love the smiles on everyone's faces as I'm running naked with little jingly balls on my, or bells on my balls.
Well, I mean, I think they could be kind of funny. I mean, if it was a, you know, like Halley's Comet, once every 5 or 6 years, this guy
well,
runs through town.
Like, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's that frequently.
No. It's like, just bizarre.
I thought it was bizarre.
How does it, on his Wikipedia page, does it explain how he got started?
His Wikipedia page.
How did he get into this? Well, who's his inspiration? Is there a guy that was the best
the
penis
best
bell wearer in town?
Do you think it plays a specific song?
Yeah.
What song do you think his balls play as he's running?
I don't know. Who are his influences?
Who are your musical influences?
Yeah, yeah.
What other?
Wait, listen, I hear him. He's coming.
What other balls bellers
yeah.
are you looking up to? So there you go.
Yeah, that's insane.
A little bit of streaking going on in Utah with a little extra flavor.
In
added.
Utah, I would be... Dude, don't do this in Utah. This is a West Hollywood kind of Los Angeles kind of activity. I can't imagine.
He wouldn't have been arrested. Then.
No, the authorities in Utah aren't going to be friendly to these kind of shenanigans.
Do you want to hear? We talked about this guy yesterday a little bit, didn't we? Kurt Schilling.
Oh, God. Damn, what a dick.
Yeah, former baseball pitcher.
Some people are so gifted at throwing a baseball, and it stops there.
Right. Kurt Schilling, just a recently fired from his position at ESPN for, what was it, something anti-trans, wasn't it? Something about the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess, whatever. God, I was going to say it was anti-Muslim, but I think you're right. I think it's this, it was an anti-trans statement.
Well, yesterday we played the super duo.
Super.
Of Alex Jones and Pastor David Manning.
Is this Kurt Schilling on Alex Jones?
No. This is a different duo. This is Kurt Schilling on Rick Wiles.
You must
Rick
be
fucking
me.
Wiles.
Oh, Kurt, you're just a classless asshole.
True News Show, isn't that what it's called?
His legacy, Kurt, your legacy should be that you brought a World Series ring to the Red Sox.
They didn't previously have one. That whole bleeding ankle thing. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Everybody likes
surgery.
You. And then you know what he did after that? He went in and endorsed Bush on the Today Show. You're a loser.
And he said multiple on Twitter, he gets in trouble all the time for tweeting anti-gay stuff. Just horrible.
You know,
he's a big
asshole.
Bible waver, right?
Right.
America's new transvestite army, the United Gay States of America.
So here is Kurt Schilling as a guest on Rick Wiles' True News.
Let me guess. Rick Wiles is a huge fan.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
God damn it.
Sure.
He's going to kiss his ass.
Tell us, Kurt, how much you hate gay people.
Our country is in a really, really bad place. And, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that the farther we have gotten from God and farther we have gotten from the word, the worse we've gotten. And, you know, now the...
God, these assholes. It just drives me crazy. It's the economy. Everybody is pissed off and the country is going to the septic tank because of the economy and the system that we have sucks bell balls.
Right.
and
the guy saying this, that the country is going to hell in a handbasket, is a guy who couldn't have benefited more from this country.
Right.
From capitalism. He made so much money pitching because he has some weird ability to throw a ball in the 90s and put it where he wants to. Behind a plate, all of a sudden, we have to listen to his shitty politics? Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be complaining. You shouldn't be complaining about this country, you idiot. You should be the biggest fan.
Right? He
lost all his money investing in some stupid ass video game, right? We did that story.
Some video game company.
You're an asshole.
Our country is in a really, really bad place. And, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that the farther we have gotten from God and farther we have gotten from the word, the worse we've gotten. And, you know, now the most, I don't want to sound like a victim because I'm not trying to sound like a victim, but I think the only way or the only thing people now acknowledge publicly is that it's okay to infringe upon or talk down on white Christians.
Oh, shut up.
And again, I'm not sounding like a victim. We all knew this was coming. I mean, the scripture is pretty clear on what's going to happen with us, to us, and about us.
Who is us?
Christians.
White Christians. Is this non-existent war on Christianity?
Scripture says, you know, that a baseball pitcher will come and tell the truth. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Are you telling me that a guy who's lucky, and listen, I'm sure he worked hard and I'm sure he practiced, but he's lucky enough to have been paid an insane amount of money to throw a stupid baseball, to play a stupid game.
Right.
There's a war on him?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was so funny.
You know, in many, many parts of the Bible. And so I'm okay. My faith is strong. It's resolute. I'm trying. My challenge right now, honestly, is trying to hold and keep my temperament without... You know, as a Christian, I'm going to sin. I know that. I don't want to. I don't try to, but I know it's going to happen. But I try to temper myself because I don't want to create so much noise that people stop listening.
Kurt, did people at ESPN know that you were a Christian?
Oh yeah. And I've never hidden that.
Oh, so that's obviously why you got fired over it. Yeah.
Let me explain why he got fired at ESPN. Because a lot of those writers, all those writers over there, they're smart. They're well read, well thought out people. They're not bigots. Bunch of libs. They don't want to deal with this crap.
That's, you know, I don't think that was an issue as long as I didn't talk about it.
How long were you associated?
Well, right. Nobody talk about baseball, you asshole. Nobody wants to hear about your religion. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear an atheist spouting out atheism. Tell me about strikes and balls.
Right, right.
Did it with ESPN?
I've been associated with them for probably a decade. I've known a lot of people that work there. Very dear friends of mine, still are. But you know, for probably about a decade.
Do you have any idea when the culture of ESPN changed to being radically pro-leftist?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Radically
pro-leftist?
You know, you just have to look at who writes for them and who works there. They're not idiot jocks. You know, the idiot jocks are there to fill in the cracks and to give some sort of perspective from people that can sort of articulate what it is to be on the field and to play baseball. That's there. The idiot jocks kind of fill in those cracks. The other people actually produce the meat of the program and the content.
So because ESPN will not allow its Christo ninnies to run around and proselytize while on the ESPN dime, they're radical leftists.
God.
You're a radical leftist.
I listened to that Baseball Tonight podcast with Buster Olney, and they actually come out and they talk about some political things sometimes, some left issues, that marriage equality and gay rights and trans rights, and they apply it to what's happening in the sports community. And they're very left. He's right. They are leftist, but they're right.
I don't think it ever changed. If you look at the personalities there and you look at the upper management there, I don't think it ever changed. I think it just became much more...
I'm waiting for the word politically correct. You know what? That's what's going to come out.
But you know what you think probably happened? Who was it? Michael Sam? See the
gay football player?
The gay football player. And then that story came out and it was a big deal. There was openly gay professional football player. And then there was There's a baseball player. I think his name's Billy Bean, but it's not the Billy Bean from Moneyball. It happens to have the same name. I could be wrong.
There's more. There's another Billy
Bean. I know. God, I could be wrong. I could totally be wrong. But this guy used to play baseball, and he's a gay man, and he stopped playing because of homophobia. And now this guy runs some organization that is supposed to be he's like an ambassador for gay rights or something for Major League Baseball. Uh-huh. And so I think Kurt is all of a sudden finds himself in a sports world that is tolerant.
Right.
And then nobody's embarrassed about it.
Right.
About being tolerant. And when you say homophobic, stupid ass things that he'll say every now and then, people look at it and they're freaked out.
Yeah, it's probably not nice to say.
And he's shunned.
Right.
But that's stupid. Persecution.
It's First Amendment rights, Ryan.
God. But the crazy thing is, it's what you said. No one has Kurt Schilling on there to talk about politics or how he feels about gay people or his relationship with Sky Guy.
Come on, Rick Wiles, and do this shit. We go nuts. Go nuts. Don't tweet out anti-trans shit. Don't tweet out.
But he's also a personality on there. And do you really want to have people that are personalities on these right-wing nut job shows saying anti-gay things? I mean, that doesn't reflect well on your network.
Well, right.
I wouldn't want that if I ran ESPN. Kurt Schilling is a goddamn dinosaur.
Oh,
probably Kurt doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
He shared a meme on Facebook of a big burly guy in a cut up dress with his man boobs hanging out and a yellow wig. And it said, let him into the restroom with your daughter or else you're a narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving bigot. And he shared that post. And then he said, a man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's room was designed for the penis. Women's not so much. Okay. Now you need laws telling us differently? Pathetic. He wrote on Facebook.
Oh, you're an idiot.
That's what he got fired for. Here's the rest of him whining to Wiles.
Vocal and hardline about those things. Here's the thing that got me. When I got fired, there was a very quick, small press release stating that ESPN and the Disney company are an inclusive company, and apparently the things I said were not inclusive. They're exactly the opposite. They're as exclusive.
What the? It's not saying homophobic things and anti-trans things.
Right.
It's the opposite of include. Maybe. Hey.
Well, now he's saying that they are the opposite. ESPN is not being inclusive because they're not letting him say his heinous, hateful shit. This is the bullshit where they're like, you have to let us. You're
it's
anti-Christian
so
if you don't let me get on your television show and say gay people are icky.
It's so stupid. God.
Specific bigoted as you can be, because if you share a political viewpoint that isn't left of center, you're going to get in trouble.
If you share a political viewpoint that is heinous,
it's not left of
center. It's not left of center. It's horrific.
Kurt, you're a dinosaur. You're a has-been. Your opinions belong. Go to Time Machine and go back to the days of Eisenhower and have a ball. You're not wanted.
All I did was say that I think we should go back to slavery. Obviously, black people aren't as smart. I mean, they're good at sports and shit, but obviously they're not as smart as us, so why don't we just own them all? What do you mean you won't let me say that? You're not inclusive. You're a racist.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're a lefty.
If I would have compared the Tea Party to ISIS, I would have been fine. If I would have talked about Black Lives Matter movement, I would have been fine. Because they do that every day.
What do they say about Black Lives Matter movement?
I have no idea.
Because they don't call them terrorists like the right-wing nut jobs do?
So, you know, but
this is from fucking Fox News.
It's insane.
This is the lifting of the most heinous, knuckle-dragging beliefs to an equal footing with the normal spectrum of discourse. It's not slightly right of the spectrum. What he's talking about, like, I'm kind of a moderate, and everyone's gone so left.
Well, you know, I mean, I think there is that redneck sort of culture in baseball. I mean, you know, like Chipper Jones tweeted out, he suggested that maybe Sandy Hook didn't happen. It was a false flag. You know, he's a Sandy Hook truther.
Crazy.
He's a bunch of idiot, moronic rednecks in baseball. And I think, like, sports writers and people that work for CNN aren't kind of that culture. They just aren't. They're writers and journalists and thinkers. And I think that's where Curt Schilling's, you know, having a problem.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I looked up this Billy Bean guy on Wikipedia. He's not to be confused with Oakland Athletics general manager Billy Bean. William Darrow Billy Bean was born, 1964. He played Major League Baseball as an outfielder for the Tigers, 87 through 89. He played 1 year on the Dodgers. Bean publicly came out as gay in 1999. Since 2014, he has served as MLB's first ambassador of inclusion.
Yeah.
So,
ambassador of inclusion.
Well, they care about this shit.
Yeah.
The people that run the game and the people that cover the game care about this shit because they don't want to be viewed as dinosaurs. And they want people to like it. You know, and they're not assholes, most of them.
Yeah, but then if you, you know, if you express the opposite view, if you say people shouldn't have rights,
oh yes,
you're you know, marginalized. Of course, they're not inclusive at all.
Yeah,
they don't let me say my hatred.
And that being said, I guess MLB is progressive, but you have to think all these sports franchises that are kind of dragging their feet with these racist mascots.
Right.
I mean, they still have Chief What's-His-Face on, what's the name of that chief in,
The Braves?
No, for the, Cleveland Indians. The chief.
Oh,
big giant red face with the big, huge red nose. They didn't just get rid of the mascot.
And
they
single feather in the head, yeah.
They made it the secondary mascot.
They demoted it a little bit.
If they felt strongly enough to demote it to the secondary mascot, why don't you just get rid
this
of
was,
it?
This was dummies. Yeah, this was their compromising. They're like, well, you know, we want to get rid of this racist symbol, but there are a lot of people that like it, and we still want to fill the seats.
But are there? I wonder if that's the truth. If they changed the name of the Washington Redskins, where would the outcry come from?
There are people saying they won't go anymore. Yeah, which I think is a lie.
Bullshit.
I think it's a lie.
Your love for football transcends your hate. That's what I'm going to say.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a few more seconds of this Curt Schilling bullshit.
Black Lives Matter movement, I would have been fine. Because they do that every day. I always kind of like to know where the enemy is and who they are. And they've made themselves out to be exactly that.
You are the enemy.
Our country is in a
rift. They've made them out to be the enemy.
Maybe they talk about Black Lives Matter on ESPN every day. Well, that's okay. That's a movement about inclusion.
And how often do they get into it?
Black Lives Matter.
Right. Oh, but the rights view is that they're a terrorist organization who's running around. Every member of Black Lives Matter is out there saying, kill the cops, kill the cops, kill the cops. Because they've got those one or two incidents where there were some assholes who were protesting among the Black Lives Matter people chanting, kill the cops, or the only good cop is a dead cop, or something heinous. BLM people have disavowed.
You can't be responsible for everyone.
Right. And Bill O'Reilly is one of the worst. He says they're a terrorist organization. Why hasn't Bill O'Reilly's like, why hasn't BLM been called a terrorist organization yet?
You see, that is the apex of white American
O'Reilly
paranoia that the white patriarchy is going bye-bye. We've got a black president.
Still.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, he's still president?
Right. Well, you heard yesterday Alex Jones and Pastor Manning are convinced that he's letting all these black people out of jail to turn into his army to take over, to overthrow the pristine white.
No. That's not what I heard. I heard he already has his hut picked out in Kenya that he's going to move back to.
He's not leaving D.C. That's probably driving them nuts, too.
Oh, that's true, because his daughter's finishing high school there.
Yes. He doesn't want to yank his daughter out of school.
It's a conspiracy.
We are in Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we?
Switch gears a little bit. We are in the, I've heard the term Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
Redneck Riviera here on the Panhandle. And interestingly enough, over at the rawstory.com, there is a headline that says,
yes.
Okay, well, first it says there's a Twitter account cataloging the misadventures of someone called Florida Man, the world's worst superhero.
Super.
Usually involving wild tales involving off-road vehicles, reptiles used as weapons, and burglary sprees gone awry.
Okay.
There's also Florida. A Florida woman sister account.
Okay.
People making fun. Right. But the headline says, meth clowns, nude brawls, and shootouts. How the Waffle House became the Florida Man of restaurant chains.
So they're saying the Waffle House is the center of all these crazy activities.
Yes.
Okay. I might could get behind that.
According to Raw Story, there's no single explanation for why Waffle House has been the setting for so many extraordinary escapades.
Because it's extraordinary.
Well, right. And don't it's open 24/7.
I mean, we went to that Waffle House is that on 90? What is this four-lane highway out there? The 10 or is that 98? We went to the Waffle House on 98.
On the south side of 98, because there's another Waffle House like a mile away on the north side of 98. Yeah.
Well, that's the bullshit one. Oh. We went to the real one.
That's the
real one next to the bait shop.
Yes.
See, I think in Florida, the places where you want to see weird shit, bait shops, boat launches, right? Boat launches.
Yeah.
And Waffle House. Those places.
And we went after a comedy show that one night and it was a show. Yeah. It was like a live theater at the one we went to. And there were only like four people in the place.
Take out like.
It was the staff.
It
that was nuts.
Live theater. I was crazy.
Right? It wasn't even the people. It was the it was the weird cook who kept talking to us.
And, that's true.
Oh God. Waffle House restaurants, it says, are so committed to staying open no matter what.
Oh, shit.
That the Federal Emergency Management Agency measures hurricane damage by determining how many of the restaurants are still serving customers after a storm hits.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Times reported, quote, if a local Waffle House is closed along with Home Depot or a Walmart, it indicates a longer recovery process. So if the hurricane takes out Walmart and the Waffle House,
right,
then you know it's a bad one.
What hurricane could take out a Walmart, though? Those are enormous. I mean, that would just be like, that's like an apocalyptic event.
Kid Rock got arrested for getting into a fight at a Waffle House.
Oh, my God. What a douche. He lives in Alabama, right? That lunatic has a gigantic castle somewhere in Alabama.
Does he?
Yes.
One time, a man dressed in a clown costume was arrested after Waffle House employees caught him smoking meth at the counter.
Oh, why not?
In a clown outfit.
Bonzo.
At 4:40 a.m.
Or Bozo.
In Athens, Georgia.
Okay. Named after the city in Greece.
And
beautiful.
Just as much culture.
Oh, yeah. That's where UGA is, University of Georgia.
They called the police, and when the police arrived, the man had locked himself in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
So they had to... one of the employees said, it was slow that night. He was fully dressed as a clown. I couldn't believe it. But you see some weird stuff in downtown Athens.
That's crazy.
So I just thought that was funny. That is a
hilarious
story about the...
Did he have big shoes?
The Waffle House. I don't know. It doesn't say. I just know that he was dressed as a clown. I assume the shoes are part of the deal.
Being a clown, it's got to be tough. You know, maybe he just did a birthday party.
Do you know where the first Waffle House was? Atlanta, Georgia, 60 years ago.
Okay.
And the restaurants are set up exactly like the first one 60 years ago in Atlanta, with a small kitchen open to customers sitting at the counter.
Oh, wow.
One manager said, the cooks freely interact with our guests, which is what made our experience nuts.
I like going to Waffle House, and to me it's kind of fascinating to watch these guys
cook. And it was good.
Cook.
It was good, greasy food at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
There was a Mississippi man who gunned down a Waffle House waitress who asked him not to smoke.
Okay. Understandable.
There was a self-described white terrorist who threatened a violent rampage at a Waffle House in Alabama. These are just some...
Right. Well, you know what's weird? I would think if someone told me not to smoke, that it would also be against the rules of the restaurant to not kill anyone.
Four senior citizens were arrested at another Waffle House in Georgia for plotting...
Oh, shit.
I'm opening this one up.
Four
senior citizens were arrested for plotting over a meal at one restaurant in Georgia to, quote, save the Constitution killing millions of Americans with botulinum toxins.
Oh, geez.
So they were somehow senior talking about citizens. How they could give everybody botulism.
It's like Cocoon, but they're terrorists.
Right.
I love that movie. I'd see that. Who's in it? Billy Bob Thornton, Clint Eastwood, and somebody else funny.
Some of the right-wing nut job?
The botulism movie.
Maybe Kurt Schilling could start acting.
He's an asshole. God.
We need somebody to back us with some damn money so we can make that other shit, one of them said, talking about that botulinum toxin, which is, quote, worse than anthrax.
Jeez.
One of the guys said, there's no way for us as militiamen to save this country, to save Georgia, without doing something that's highly, highly illegal.
By the
murder.
Way, I love that our country, we're so scared of these Syrian refugees, taking them in. Why? Look what we have in this country. We have senior citizens gathering at a Waffle House trying to plot...
Figuring out how to kill everybody.
Mass killing of Americans. Right. Don't worry about the Syrian refugees. We got plenty of scary white people here with the horrible politics. And guess what, guys? They're all armed. Perfect. Waffle House.
They're often near interstate exits. It says they're a magnet for robberies.
God, really?
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution once let off a story saying, another day, another Waffle House robbery.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes customers open fire on one another.
Oh,
sometimes
great.
The Waffle House employees shoot back. This is South Carolina.
Hey.
They declined to press charges against a Waffle House customer who shot and killed a man trying to rob the restaurant.
Fire in the hole. Oh, okay. Chip in. Everybody does their part.
Yeah.
Got to defend this Waffle House.
Good guy with a gun.
Just
saved the Waffle House.
Now, for anybody who might be listening, isn't the best thing to do if an armed robbery person comes in there? By the way, it's politically correct. I didn't say robberman.
Right.
Or you wouldn't say that anyway. Just give them the money and the waffles. Don't fight back, right? You're not supposed to. That's probably the best idea. Okay.
One Kentucky Waffle House was in the news when a National Guardsman said he was asked to leave, bring his gun inside. Calls for a boycott. The Oath Keepers, the right-wing militia group Oath Keepers.
Good luck with that boycott. That's not happening.
But then they turned out, they're organizing a boycott against this restaurant, and it turns out the owner was like, no, the guy was fighting with people. That's why we didn't kick him out, because he was carrying.
Right. No,
after
we're
all,
fine with
it's
that.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the problem?
And he was white. It's okay.
Right.
One Florida mom left her three crying children at a Waffle House to go drinking at a nearby bar.
Well, you can do that. If you get a booth, you're allowed to do that.
Another woman arrested in Georgia after mistaking a cheeseburger for a sandal trying to wear it.
What? Why? Wait, what? Why is that against the law? I bought the goddamn sandwich. I can put it on my foot if I want.
Which all happened after she had sex in the parking lot.
Okay.
With someone.
Read the whole article. First.
So she had sex in the parking lot.
Oh, what
then walked in. I wonder if she ordered the cheeseburger and then tried to put it on as a sandal. There's got to be more to that story.
Check your dignity at the door. You don't need it there.
One time, two customers were arrested in South Carolina after they refused to pull up their pants to cover their boxer shorts. Another Georgia woman stripped off all of her clothes, threw some plates around, and broke another customer's nose before police arrived.
See, her parents didn't teach her to not do that.
Another Waffle House worker in Georgia was arrested and fired.
Okay.
Apparently this will get you caught fired after a coworker caught him masturbating in a booth and then threatened to videotape and share the evidence with their boss.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Don't stop. Let me get my phone.
Jeez.
There's a little, just a great story over
can
at the
stop
Ross
doing
story.
Politics and just do things that happened at Waffle House.
The Waffle House blotter, I'm sure.
Fascinating.
Apparently, there's plenty going on.
Dang. This cheeseburger is also a shoe.
Right. I just saw the headline. I thought it was Meth Clowns, Nude Brawls, and Shootouts.
God,
how
damn.
Waffle House became the Florida Man of Georgia.
I would read that
chains.
Book. Why can't they make a movie?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's could make a series, right? A TV Jeez. Series, right? The Waffle House Adventures.
That's funny.
We only got about a minute or two left here. There's a rep last night, a U.S. representative.
Okay.
A Democrat. By the name of Philemon Vela.
Hello.
Is his name.
Wait, where is he from?
Brownsville.
Where is he from?
It says Brownsville, but there's probably a Brownsville in every damn state of the union.
Yeah, yeah.
He is from Texas, Brownsville, Texas.
Hey.
Shockingly, a Democrat.
Okay.
Philemon Bartolome Vela Jr.
Oui, oui.
Oh, Hispanic.
Oh,
he's a Mexican.
Well, guys, he's Mexican. We can't have him Mexican. We can't have him do anything.
Well, he wrote a letter to Donald Trump and said an open letter. Mr. Trump, you're a racist and you can take your border wall and shove it up your ass.
Wow, that's a lot of wall, Pat.
While you would build more and bigger walls on the U.S.-Mexican border, I would tear the existing wall to pieces, he said. Why any modern-thinking person would ever believe that building a wall along the border of a neighboring country, which is both our ally and one of our largest trading partners,
yes.
is frankly astounding and asinine.
Okay.
Now, you heard the man's name, right?
Right.
He says further, before you dismiss me as just another Mexican... Let me point out that my great-great-grandfather came to this country in 1857, well before your own grandfather.
Oh, shit. I'm whiter than you are.
I'm more American than you are.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump doesn't know when this Curial judge's parents came.
Right.
He's just saying because he's of Mexican descent, he's obviously. So this guy's family has been around for generations more than the Drumps
right.
came over from Germany.
That's right. Why doesn't Donald Trump just say, well, look, don't you notice the color of the judge's skin?
Right.
That's what he's doing.
He says his grandchildren, my grandfather and his brothers, all served our country in World War I and World War II. His great-grandson, my father, served in the U.S. Army.
Yes.
And coincidentally was one of the first Mexican, in quotes, federal judges ever appointed to the federal bench.
So what? Didn't Donald Trump serve in Vietnam? Well, no.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, sorry.
He was on The Apprentice.
All right. He served in The Apprentice.
I will not presume to speak on behalf of every American of Mexican descent, for every undocumented worker born in Mexico who is contributing to our country every day, or for that matter, for every decent citizen in Mexico, he says. So,
Jeez. Quit being an asshole.
Right. This guy, I thought the best part of that was when he was like,
oh, yeah.
You know, my great-great-great-grandfather was here.
Absolutely.
I'm fucking more, which is ridiculous that you have to, that we're measuring our American dicks, how long our families have been here.
I like the part where he told him to shove the wall up his ass.
That's probably, actually, come to think of it, shove that wall right up your ass. And they asked the guy why he said it that way.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm, you know, this is the only way you can talk to Trump. It's the only way he understands.
Ridiculous.
We got to bail, ladies and gentlemen. We're running late here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget to follow us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and Twitter, and all that bullshit. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out when, find out where. Follow his Twitter stream at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow from Florida, everybody. Waffle House.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.